No classic cut. What the hell? Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. All right. Jason needs to phone a friend. First person that calls with a requested classic cut that Jason can find, that's what Jason... He sat there with his thumbs in an anatomically dark place. Now he's all... You were talking to me. It's your fault. You were telling me your stupid home problems, and I was actually paying attention. Well, why don't you do what I do and pretend to pay attention to me like I do? No, I'm kidding. Because you're not like that. All right, 406-1360. In fact, we'll just put them up cold on the air. If they have a requested classic cut, are the phones ringing over there? Really? We never do this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. You got someone over there? All right, I can just put them up. Hi, what would you like to see Jason or hear Jason play?
Bell Bottom Blues.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, Eric Clapton?
I think that's Eric Clapton. We got to make sure he has it, though. Hang on a second.
CD.
What's that?
He played something off of that.
We'll see. Okay. Nope, no gots. Would you have another Clapton in mind?
Hello? Anything from Clapton is good. I'll take whatever he's got.
Well, you'll take whatever. Didn't you just play Clapton like yesterday? No, it was Monday. You got Cocaine over there? The song. Yeah. You got the song? Play the song, Cocaine. That'll work. Live! Or no? Yeah. Yeah. The classic cut by request today, Jerry Bader Show, 10:09, because I had to berate Jason for not having a classic cut ready. Thanks to the listener who called in and requested Clapton. Cocaine's a good tune. There are all other good ones as well. All right. I find this fascinating. One of the most hotly debated but never answered questions, I guess globally, but particularly in America. What percentage of the population is gay? The number is problematic on any number of fronts. One, I don't know how many comprehensive surveys have been done on it. Two, what is the definition of gay? What's the definition of gay? Well, somebody who is sexually attracted to the same sex, to the same gender. I don't know that it's that easy, though. I've said this before. I don't know that lesbian and male homosexual are the same thing. Because I know several, and I know this is considered politically incorrect, I know several women who have gone through the lesbian phase. That for a time, they were in a same-sex relationship, but then returned to heterosexuality, got married, had kids. I would argue that here's another thing. I think more straight women are comfortable with making out with other women than men. I don't know of any straight man who will make out with another man just to freak people out. Women will do it. Some women will do it. I didn't say all. I said some women will do it. Okay. So are they gay? Did they enjoy it? Did they tolerate it? I think operational definition is really more difficult in this matter than you would think. Now, Jason predicted 30%. Actually, no. It's not 30%. By the way, my belief system, all right, Jason, that's what you thought the study would say, right? What's your belief system? What percentage of the population do you think is gay? Now, do this. I mean, take one number. Combine gay men and gay women to produce one number. What percent of the total population do you think is gay? You think it's 10%. I've always, again, completely arbitrary, settled in that 5% range. It is, according to the study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, smaller than that. Less than 3% of the U.S. population self-identifies as gay, lesbian, or bisexual. In the first large-scale government survey measuring American sexual orientation reported yesterday, the National Health Interview Survey, which is the government's premier tool for annually addressing Americans' health and behaviors, found that 1.6% of adults self-identify as gay or lesbian, and 0.7% consider themselves bisexual. And is bisexual gay? Kind of goes back to my earlier question. So if you just go with gay or lesbian, it's 1.6%. You could go with 2.3%, but I'm not sure about the whole bisexual thing and how that identity fits. The figures offer a slightly smaller assessment of the size of the gay, lesbian, and bisexual population than other surveys, which have pegged the overall proportion at closer to 3.5% or 4%. In particular, the estimate for bisexuals was lower than in some other surveys. The inclusion of the sexual orientation question in an influential survey used to guide government funding and research decisions was viewed as a major victory for the gay community, which has struggled with a dearth of data about its special health needs. In other words, there hasn't been a lot of research. How large is the gay community? Now, here's what I believe. I'm going to tell you, I was stunned by this number. The gay community is going to be outraged by this number. They're going to demand a recount. They're going to insist this is nonsense. Oh, yeah, we're taking calls on this. They're going to insist this is nonsense. I don't know. Here's what I would say. All right, what did they say? 97% self-reported as straight. All right, so if there are 300 million people in America, what is it, probably, is that 200 million adults? Is that usually how that about shakes out? I think this is low because my personal experience tells me I know more gay people than that in my life. More than of the people that I met in my life, a lot more than 2% are gay. But I don't know what the number is. This could be right. There are also a number of factors that can make it wrong. Now, whatever it is, however, the attention that we pay to gay rights and the gay agenda obviously is very disproportionate. Let's say it is even 5%. Well, then 95% of the population isn't. Yet we are obsessed with the gay debate and are to recognize and understand that they're people too. Well, of course they are. And as I've said, I don't care what they do in their own. I don't care what anybody does as long as it's between consenting adults. I don't care. It's not my business. But as I've been saying for years, this society was founded on the nuclear family. Two people who procreate. We created those benefits, government benefits, to encourage procreation. And if we're going to now say that marriage is whatever we want, then I think those benefits have to go away for everyone. And then government should get out of the business of marriage, but I'm not sure how you do that. But that's been my position. I'm going to tell you, I think this number is low, and I'm just basing that on the number of gays I've known in my life. Grace in Green Bay. Grace, go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Jerry. Speaking of the procreation, I go back to, as you said, the Christian. I can't believe God messed up that many times.
Well, wait a minute, though, but you can believe he messed up at all. So if he can mess up at 3%, why can't he mess up 5 or 10%?
Because he just can't. I mean, you look at every other thing.
Well, wait a minute.
If he doesn't mess it up that much. Plus, if you want to look at something, look at the biblical story about Noah. He took two animals with him. He didn't take two
Okay,
animals.
I know, but Grace, hang on a second. Grace, hang on. What I want to discuss is whether we think this number is real. Do you think this number is too high, too low, or about right?
I don't think there's as many as that number indicates.
You don't even think there are 3% of the population, or 2.whatever% of the population? I gotta tell you, Grace, I've met a lot of gay people in my life.
But they say they're gay. Sometimes I think it's, you know, with all
what?
This attention and everything that's going on to the gay movement, sometimes I think it's just a fad or a phase somebody's going through.
As I argued, I think for some women it is. I will tell you that I completely disagree with you that there aren't really gays out there.
Saying there's not.
Okay, but if you're not saying there's not, so you think God could screw up, you think an omnipotent God could screw up a little but not a lot?
Well, yeah, he doesn't screw up everything as much as...
Well, I happen to believe God doesn't screw anything up, and that God is, in fact, omnipotent. Thanks for the call. Dolores and DePere. Dolores, go ahead.
Hi, Gary. The word gay has not been around that long because our friends had a girl, baby girl, they named Gay 46 years ago, and of course now since in the last 15 years she changed her name because she didn't want to be known as gay. And we used to know it as those people, they were queer. I remember my grandpa talking about this one queer man, and that's what he was, homosexual.
Okay, but you, guess what? You are actually not right about that. It was used as a reference to homosexuality as early as the late 19th century in Europe.
Okay.
So it's actually not as new. It's widespread use. Is new. But if you watch the movie Victor Victoria, and I was surprised that they were in 19th century Europe throwing around the word gay, meaning homosexual, and it turns out it was being used there, but it predominantly meant happy, carefree, and then changed. I'm just telling you, and I understand there are geographic pockets. It's going to be a lot more than 3%. In San Francisco, and it's going to be a lot less than 3% in other areas because gays probably tend to reside where there are more gays. I'm just telling you, I have, in my life, in my nearly 53 years, more than 3% of the people I met are gay. Jim on the road, we'll get to you in 5-406-1360, 888-455-1360 is 1020.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.